Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. We've been in the city for 10 years, and now we've decided to take the leap into the brave new world of podcasting. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong, from all the dating tips to managing your personal finances. We're not holding anything back. Here we go. It's the start of 2019, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling hugely refreshed. Like 2018 was this pesky Word document I could save and archive away. With this brand new attitude, I'm all about looking to the year ahead and setting myself some great intentions. If 2 weeks in, you've already hung up your gym membership and your dry January's looking a little damp, don't worry, all hope is not lost. Today, I'm sitting down with Coco and Mac to talk all about setting and smashing sustainable life goals so you can start the year on the best note without worrying about falling off the bandwagon before the month is out. Hope you've got your notebooks at the ready, because this one is full of things that you could get started on right now.
Thanks for having me. My name's Coco, Coco Chan. I'm the founder and managing director of Voltage PR. We are a team of seven, and we specialize in PR, communications, events, and KOL management. I've been in the industry for, this will be my 15th year. Wow. I feel really old. So it's been quite a wild ride. We started Voltage actually 5 years ago. With my partner and soon to be husband. So it's been a wild ride. And on the way, I met Mac actually 2 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Hi, thanks for having me too. I'm Mac Ling, and I'm an executive coach, and I have also my own business, Coaching Collective. And I've been doing this for now going on about 4 years. I didn't start off being a coach. I have a long history, 20-ish years of product marketing and technology experience. And then one day I was like, I don't want to do this anymore, and really found my way into this. We may be able to talk about that later, but it's been great being in Hong Kong, and we do leadership coaching, work with individuals as well as companies to help a lot of their high performers to get to that next level and give them that extra 10% that they need.
Okay, so to start our conversation, we're going to have a little bit of an icebreaker. So this is going to be a quick rapid-fire round of word associations. I'm going to throw out a word or a phrase, and you're going to tell me the first thing that comes to mind when you hear it. Balance.
Wellness.
Failure.
Childhood.
Team.
Voltage.
Mindfulness.
Me.
Good.
Wow.
Solid
strong.
Answer. Oh, okay. All right, Mac, I hope you're ready.
Now I'm nervous. I'm like, uh-oh.
Support.
Family and friends.
Productivity.
Ooh, coffee.
Solid.
And success.
Happiness.
Yeah, nice. I like that. I like that a lot. I feel like success and happiness is like a personal motto of mine. I like to think that.
Nice.
That's what I'm aiming towards, you know, ultimately just like contentment, happiness.
Yeah.
Things
yeah.
going nice. Well. But I want to talk to you guys first about goals. Mm. Do you have a personal goal setting system? Is it every new year? What are your resolutions? Is it a daily goal setting, monthly? I set goals every 5 minutes. Like what's your personal goal setting?
Let's see. So I don't really set goals. I don't think I don't really have my clients set goals either. I think for me personally, and then we can go into other stuff later, but every year for the last 2 to 3 years, I've set intentions. So like I'll have a word for the year. And then this year I was like, oh, things are going really well and I just want things to speed up. So I had two words and I was like, I want acceleration and I want clarity.
What about you, Coco? Goals for the year, goals for next year?
I set daily intentions. I set monthly intentions and annual intentions.
Work culture here can be really intense. You know, PR maven, very, very, very intense industry that we're in. What keeps you grounded?
Oh boy. I actually have to do a lot of time blocking. So I make sure that Saturday and Sunday I am off my phone, well, work phone, so I don't do any work at all. So it's taken me quite a long time. It wasn't until last year that I was able to set really strong boundaries for myself because it's still my own baby voltage. And so when clients message you at 9 p.m., you're still going to pick up, you know, but where do you draw the line? Yeah. So, you know, the past 12 months, I've really kind of set those boundaries, be like, look, I am available from this time, Monday to Friday. But if it's really urgent, you can call me. But I need to have my weekend to myself, and just spending time with my family and friends and being out in nature and doing my meditation stuff really, really grounds me.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the idea of like investments where, you know, people are like when you save, you're supposed to pay yourself first. So we do this with our savings, but we don't oftentimes do it with ourselves. And so I really like that idea. I don't work on Mondays. So, you know, that's my day where I'm like, yeah, you can't like book me at all because otherwise, you know, they can book me at night, they can book me on the weekends, and it's just like this thing where you just can't get away from. I think staying grounded, I think nature really helps. I think just being, not in front of people, I think is good. I think it's strange when you are more public and you spend a lot of time with people, they're like, oh, like it must get really exhausting. And you're like, yeah, sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you just need to be like very introverted and just recharge.
So Sassy is this amazing work environment that I'm so lucky to be in, but not everyone is as lucky as I am. How do you find the work culture here? And what would you say to someone who's trying to get out of their work rut?
On the work culture side, I think having worked in an agency here, and that was nuts. I worked at my family's company, and that culture of like, hey, so we're gonna just wait and stick around so we can collect our like transport allowance and our meal allowance at 10 p.m. And I'm like, it's 8:30. They're like, yeah, it's cool. And I was like, wow, okay, well, I'm gonna go home and eat and see you later. But there is definitely, I mean, there are incentives to stay late, which is really funny. And so I found that very difficult because then you're, you know, essentially motivating your employees to be on the desk, to sit there. And so that gets really tough. So I think, you know, in terms of like, you know, how do you draw boundaries for yourself? I mean, I think that's a big question of, you know, like what's more important to you?
Hong Kong is very competitive, but actually in the entrepreneurial scene, I feel it's very like supportive and like everyone's like empowering each other and lifting up people up. So it's nice. However, the work culture in Hong Kong is totally different. You know, I think it's because Hong Kong has always been such a fast-paced city and everything's just always happening all the time. And there's events here and events there and blah, blah, blah. Everyone's just always constantly like going and charging forward, making it really an anxious work environment to work in. So if you're able, if your work hours is 10 to 6, and if you're really efficient and you can finish your work by 4, and if you actually leave, people will be like, oh my God, why are you leaving so early? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So there's this like societal pressure of like staying late and working 12, 15, 20 hours. And I don't believe in that. I'm like, if you finish your stuff at 4, leave, go home. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't need you twiddling your thumbs for 2 hours.
I wanted to touch on something you said, Coco, which was that people will ask for help. Do you find people are open to asking for help?
I feel like women are much more willing to ask for help and to be vulnerable. Minority men are also, gay men are, and white straight men have a hard time asking for help. And so, you know, one of my clients is just, he's struggling through because he like, you know, can't get vulnerable enough and like, you know, just sort of reveal some of the stuff that's holding him back. And that gets hard because then you really can't push through and find the change that you want.
Yeah, because I find that, and I know, Coco, we've spoken about this, that people find it really hard in Hong Kong to just say, hey, I'm really struggling. Please help me. And it's just, we kind of all sit around in our own kind of miserable bubble, and no one really reaches out. So I just would also like our listeners to know that if you are in that position, like, reach out and ask for help. But it, like, what would you guys advise someone who's just really confused, doesn't really know, like, just kind of isn't feeling great in career or even personally? Like, what would your go-to advice be for both of you guys?
I would love to talk to you if you're feeling like that. So I think my contact information will be passed out. So feel free to give me a call, or and we can set up some time to talk about that. But I think a lot of you know, what I do with clients, and you know, if you can do this right now, if you're in that place, like, just start to think about, like, what would life be like, and how would your life be amazing if everything just happened to turn out the way you wanted it to, right? And, like, get really specific about things, like, I really want this to happen, I really want that to happen. Because sometimes we lose sight of what we're actually chasing after and say, yeah, this is what I want. Like, I want to be, like, in love, and I want to, like, you know, I want to have a great career, and I want to be working the hours I want to work. And really get really clear about that.
Yeah, I'm going to testify that I actually did this in a session with you, Mac. And it was great and really eye-opening. And I highly encourage everyone to do that at least once, if not multiple times.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
From my end, this is something that I hold very dear to heart, because the mental health, I think, problem in Hong Kong has escalated to a point where it's catastrophic now. And I think it's especially, we live in such an Asian culture city, and I'm half Asian, and I have this problem growing up too. Like, when you ask for help, it's a sign of weakness. And I feel we need to shed that skin and be like, guys, it's 2018. We're living in a society where, you know, everyone wants every minute of our time. And even with our phones, we're always constantly turned on. So yes, no wonder we have these little problems, you know, like anxiety, depression, like OCD, etc. And these are things that are actually normal now, and it's okay to talk about it. Like, just because you have depression or anxiety, you shouldn't be shamed for it. I know it's a big step to go seek professional help, but I think the easiest thing is maybe ask a close friend or a family member or a sibling or your partner and be like, hey, I'm really struggling, I need help.
I think there's a lot of stigma also around failure, and I think that's a big part of it too. Like, the reason in the past that I haven't spoken up about how I've been feeling or where I've been at, it took me a long time to be able to say that, even to my parents. Like, for them, it was like a revelation. They're like, what? You've been feeling this way for how long? And I realized that I could have, you know, just spoken to them about it. But I was constantly so worried about failing. But yeah, what are your thoughts on failure? Like, have you had a failure in an opportunity that has, like, molded you? Like, how do you bounce back from that? How do you get rid of this idea that, oh, just because I failed at it means I suck and I'm a terrible person? Because that's not true.
So going back to the word association, when you said failure, said childhood, I was born into a very cush family, but out of wedlock. So I was kind of the black sheep growing up. And I think because of that, I was a very angry kid. I would literally go out of my way to get into trouble. I literally have failed so many times, I can't even keep count anymore. And so, but now that, you know, I'm almost 34, I look back and, you know, one of my godmothers asked me, she's like, if you had a chance to do it all over again, what would you do? I was like, I wouldn't change a thing, because if I didn't do all those bad things or, you know, drop out of school or whatever, I wouldn't be the resilient person that I am now. And, so I always tell my girls on my team is make mistakes, because it's the mistakes that you'll learn from and you'll become a better version of yourself, because no one's perfect.
Yeah. And do it when you're young, right? I think that's where, you know, like when you get older, it's, there's definitely more pressure. You're like, oh, I can't make mistakes, right? We're going to have a family and then, oh, you can't make mistakes. But you know what? We're going to make mistakes.
Do you think, and I strongly suspect I know your answer to this, but do you think that there is an age limit to which you can change something significant in your life, say a career?
Having done it and having, you know, pressed the like nuclear option on my career at 36, I mean, I think it's definitely possible. I think, you know, one things that I work with people around is that, you know, sometimes, and actually maybe a lot of times, we become very good at putting the autopilot on. And so then we, you know, get our little car and it's in the little grooves and you're just driving along and we just let go of the wheel. And we're really good at like not crashing the car. And then someday, you know, or one day somebody like knocks us and they're like, hey, like what's happening? Like, you know, are you happy? And you're like, oh, I don't know. But the car isn't crashing, so I should be happy. And this is, you know, this is the path that I had chosen when I was 16, that, you know, and that's what I wanted. And so a lot of it is just saying, you know, and having the courage to say, I think I'm ready to put the hands back on the wheel and like try and like steer it a direction that I'm more excited about. I want to go back to school. I want to like, I want to go bake cakes, like whatever it might be, right? And, you know, you just are saying that this life that was chosen for me is not for me anymore.
I totally agree with Mac. I feel at any age, you can really look back at your life. And if you're not happy with it, just come up with another plan. But I feel the formula is to have courage and to be fearless and take the plunge. I think many times a lot of my more mature friends, you know, wish that they did this and wish that they did that. I'm like, yeah, but why didn't you do it? And I think the biggest thing was fear of the unknown. There's always another solution. It's not just always one way or the highway, you know what I mean?
I'd also like to shout out the importance of a good support system. Having people in place, such as going to an executive coach or even talking to your boss or your friend, just putting the communication out there. As it's a new year, for people who are looking to make a change this year, what would you advise?
Mine's super straightforward, so I'll go first because he's the coach. I would just say, kind of take a step back and look at the bigger picture. What makes you happy? Like truly, like think of a word, and if you're sparkling, that's what makes you happy. And then find a way to incorporate that into an occupation or something that you can do every day to keep that balance that you want. And then like set little goals for yourself.
I totally agree. And so a few things that I'll say. The first one is when you were talking about finding help, about a year ago, I got pretty depressed and I just needed to see somebody. And it's not easy to find someone. They're not cheap here. So I went online and there's, I'm going to plug this website. It's called betterhelp.com.
I know
betterhelp.com. Yeah.
And plug for that.
Yeah. It's affordable. It's like really easy. And it's online. So you can go and find somebody that's aligned with who you are. You fill out a little questionnaire and they'll match you. And if it's too expensive, you can get a waiver and they'll help you with paying for it. So yeah, go get help. You know, you don't need to tell your friends if you don't want to, but you know, this is a way for you to find help and, it's really easy. And then secondly, I think with, you know, sort of this idea of like setting goals for yourself, I think setting goals for yourself is really healthy, and I think that we do it a lot. And I think the other flip side of the coin is that, like, this, we have a lot of, like, constant self-improvement type stuff that's happening right now. And I think the one thing that I really wanted to share today was really that there is this really dark side of, you know, constant self-improvement, because it also means that we don't think that we're good enough. And so you're constantly like, I need to improve. And we don't take time to, like, recognize that you are already amazing just as you are.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to us today, guys. If we wanted to find you on the internet, where could we find you?
You can find me at macling.com, macling.com.
You can find us at www.voltagehk.com, or you can find me personally on Instagram at Cokes, C-O-K-E-S.
Cool. So guys, we're going to play a little game. It's called Sassy Speaks. But before we begin, I'd like you to explain in one sentence what the word sassy means to you.
Being confident and comfortable in your skin.
It's this, like, this spunkiness, like, where you're just like, yeah, like, I'm just doing it. And, like, screw you for, like, whatever you think. Because, like, this is who I am. And this is who, you know, I'm going to be.
So basically, how this is going to work is I'm going to throw out a word or a phrase, and you're going to tell me if it's sassy or not sassy. Being your own boss.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Bullet journaling.
Sassy.
Not sassy.
I'm like the goddess of lists.
You're all about the bujo life. Yeah.
Meditation apps.
Sassy.
I'm going not sassy. I think you can do it without it.
Some people can't though. Yeah, I think, like, if it's like beginners, it's good to have someone to guide them.
True.
I needed meditation a lot.
Early morning routines.
Ooh. Not sassy. For me.
Yeah, I believe in it. I can't do it myself, so yeah. I'm like not sassy.
Yeah, not
to-do lists.
Sassy!
Sassy.
Something satisfying about, like, scratching it out.
Sassy. Yeah, man.
And side hustles.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading, in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next-door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.